Welcome to those that are with us. We're going to continue our series in the book Meshivas Nefesh, Restore My Soul. We're up to paragraph 18 in this section that's based on Rav Nosson Zal's Likutei Halachos. This paragraph is based on Likutei Halachos Orach Chaim, Hilchas Netilas Yadayim Lesuda, Halacha Vav, paragraph Pei Beis, paragraph 82 there. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Lefa'omim nidme lehodom ha-shemea oima'ayin besforim v'roya ha-ischaskus shechisko esanu ha-tzadikim ha-mitim v'talmidei ma'boim achreim. There are times that a person who's listening to or looking into those sforim, those books, where they write words of encouragement, which the true tzaddikim, or their students, their followers, gave forth, telling us she'ein shum yish ba'olam, that there's no such thing as any person giving up hope, v'afilu im nofal kemo yishenofal rachmona litzlan, and even if a person has fallen, no matter how far down they've fallen spiritually, afal pikein Hashem itoy ve'imoy ve'etzloy ve'samuchloy, despite that, Hashem is with you and next to you and close to you, kimaloy chol horetz kevoidoy, because Hashem's glory and light fills the entire world, ve'gam mishom mitzapa Hashem yisporach l'tshuvosoy be'ezem adrega shehu, and even from where you're at, no matter what level you're at, Hashem is still anxiously awaiting to see you come back. However, because of the fact that the person is so discouraged as a result of the things that they've done or are doing that are not right, because a person knows themselves very well, and the person, it appears to the person as if I'm worse than anybody else, and these words aren't referring to me. Hagam ki atzadikim be'aru b'feirus shemedabrim afilu magrua gruim. Even though the tzadikim that have written these books specify very clearly that they're including even the worst of the worst person, afal pike nidmeloi kilu heim roitzim rak lefatoi soi soi ulahasi soi velichnasim ebederach pesha bialma kedei shelo yipeloi yoser v'yeh gorua oid b'yoser achmanatzlan. Still, it appears to the person when he's feeling down as if, nah, they're just trying to give me a little bit of encouragement so I shouldn't get any worse than I am. Aval ha'emes hu yodea benafshoi p'chisusoi v'shiflusoi, but I really know how poor I'm doing and how bad I am, v'shashem yizborach rochek mimenu ma'oid, and that Hashem is really very, very far from me, u'kvar ovda tikvosei chas v'shalom, and there's really no hope for me ever being a success, u'kiyotzei b'chalishes and afilos keilu shroitza baldova l'asiso adich m'derach emes, or similar thoughts, that a person's yetzer hara is trying to convince a person, and thereby push that person away from the true path. Aval oisam shezochu lehikolel besoich hakibutz hakodosh hoichazin atzman batzadek oemes. However, those people who are privileged to join the group that's attached to the true tzaddik, heim ma'aminim be'emes u'be'emuna shleima. Those people believe 100% ki kol divrei hatzadik v'zchaskusoi einom b'derech pesher upitoi v'asoso chas v'sholom, that the words of encouragement that the tzadik is are not any type of, he's not playing with us in any way, he's not trying to seduce us or convince us, rakachu ho emes lamitoi, but rather he's telling it like it really is. Ki begoidel hasogosum huatsuma hisigu huemes, because these true tzaddikim were privileged to achieve the highest level of understanding of Hashem and of the truth. ki rabim rachmo v'chassodov yisborach ad ein cheker. And they achieved a true understanding of Hashem's infinite kindness, which is way beyond any rationale that we have. V'choshev machshavois leval yidach mimenu nidach. And Hashem is always trying to do whatever he can to see to it that no person should be rejected. Afilu mi shekvar nidach legamri chas v'shalom, even a person who feels as if he's totally out of it. V'chol hadiburim shatzadikim mechazgem oisonu, u'menachemim oisonu, u'moirim mekitzim oisonu, leida. And all the words of encouragement that the tzaddikim give us, and they try to console us and inspire us and wake us up to the realization that Hashem is still with us wherever we're at, because Hashem is everywhere. These tzaddikim did not invent these words, Rakhim divrei Hashem mamish, but rather these are the words of Hashem himself. V'hu yisborach bi'atzmo yehoidia lanu hadibur ha-magdoshim alolai de ha-tzadikim v'tamidei ha-magdoshim shenisharu achar estakusam. And Hashem himself is telling us these words through his tzadikim and through their students who have remained even after the tzadikim have passed away. Leida, for us to know, ki adayin Hashem yisborach imonu b'chol dor v'dor, for us to know and realize that Hashem is with us in each and every single generation. V'lo yazlev oisonu lo'ilam, and Hashem will never forsake us, ad yechoinein v'yosem es Yerushalayim tila boretz, until he will eventually restore the city of Yerushalayim to its original great pride and glory. And that there'll come a time when the people, those people who have fallen spiritually and who are feeling very low and out of it, will get to see with their eyes the fulfillment of the words V'nigla Kavoid Hashem, that the glory of Hashem will be revealed to all, V'ro, and all will see Ki Pi Hashem Diber. They'll all see the fulfillment of the words of Hashem. The next paragraph, paragraph 19 in this section, is based on the laws of Hilchas Betzias Hapas in Likutei Halachos Or HaChaim, the laws of breaking bread, chapter 5, Halacha Hey, paragraphs 5, 6, and 7. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Tzorich kol odom leida, each and every person has to know, Kisheroitze leskarav l'Hashem Yisborach, when the person has made a decision that they want to come close to Hashem, V'roye shehamenioiz v'amesochim ispashtem kenegdoi mo'oid mo'oid, and the person sees that all kinds of obstacles are laying themselves out in front of them, opposing them, ובפרט כשכבר הסחל מעט, especially for those people who have already begun a little bit, ורויה, and the person sees, שבכל פעם משתתחם כנגדו יויסר ויויסר, that every single time they try to advance a little bit spiritually, the obstacles get stronger. ולפעמים רויה, שאחר כמה שונים שנדמה לו שכבר הסחל יתור קצת, and at times the person experiences that it appears to them that even though they've started already purifying themselves and improving spiritually, chozar v'nofel, they've fallen again, v'hisgabru olav hataivois v'herhurim b'shtatchus otzel moed rachmono litzlon, and all the evil desires and bad thoughts that they had at one time now are coming back much, much stronger than they were originally. צורך שידע שכל זה נמשך מהבגודים הצויים שעדיין לא נזדקך מהם. The person needs to be aware that these problems, these obstacles, and these bad thoughts are coming to the person as a result of the filthy garments that the person has not yet completely removed from themselves and have not purified themselves from them yet. Shemehem kol hamaniyos v'hezgabrus. That's where all of these obstacles and the opposition of the Yetzirah is coming from. Because when a person commits sins and wrongdoings, symbolically, the Torah uses the terminology that they soil their garments. Their garments become soiled and stained. And when a person wants to do tshuva, when a person wants to repent and improve, it takes time for the person to remove those stains, to cleanse their garments, or to remove the stained garments and replace them with new, beautiful, clean garments. Umachmas goydel hayegiois shetzrichen laze, lahav shet miatzmei habegodem atzoyim b'shleimus, and because of the fact that it takes tremendous effort for a person to remove from themselves completely these soiled garments, v'lav kolodom zoich elamid boze, and not every single person is able to put in the amount of effort and time that's needed to cleanse themselves completely. Mizeh bo kol ma shoivra al hodom. This is the root and the source for all the obstacles and all the opposition that the person experiences spiritually. Vafilu mi shekvar hischil ktsas bavoides Hashem. And even those people who have already made a start, they've made a new beginning in religion. V'hischil etayr atzmoy miat. And the person has begun purifying himself a little bit and growing spiritually. V'afilu im kvar olo ktsas midarga ladarga. And even if the person has started climbing from level to level, uv'chol pam nizdakech b'yoyser, and each time the person goes up a level, they purify themselves a little bit more. Afal pikein yochoy liyois, she'achar kach yachzor v'yispashit olov kol hataivois v'hirhurim b'yispashtus yoyser mibatchila. Still, it's very possible that all of those bad desires and bad thoughts should come at the person again with renewed strength, even stronger than they used to come at the person. V'hakoil al yidei habegodim hatzoyim sh'adayin lo yihivshit oysom yatzmoy legamri. And all of this is because of those stained garments that the person still has not yet succeeded in stripping away from themselves completely. Afal pi shekvar hischil etayr atzmoy ktsas, even though the person has already begun purifying themselves a little bit, because they've started the process, but they haven't succeeded in completely cleansing themselves yet, and because of the fact that they're still wearing these soiled garments, these are causing the person to still experience major attacks of their Yetzirah, of their evil inclination, which manifest themselves in the form of obstacles and tests in religion. V'dovor ze yecholim lilmoid ulohavin heitev mima sheroyim b'chush meinyan birur halechem shu chiyus odom. And this is something that a person can see. If a person wants to think into this, they can see this based on how we go about preparing bread, which is the mainstay of a person's life. It's the most basic food. Shetzrichen levaroi bebirur achar birur. Whereby, in order for a person to prepare bread, they have to go through purification after purification. Utzrichen lachroish velizroya velikzor. First, there's one set of procedures whereby the person has to plow the earth to prepare it for planting. Then they actually do the planting, and then they harvest. V'acharkach lenakois hatvua mimoitz v'teven. And once they've succeeded in planting and harvesting, not finished yet, then they first have to separate the chaff from the usable portion of the grain. V'acharkach letochno. And then they first have to grind the kernel. Ulenakois hakemach meisubin umursan, and then once they have flour, they have to separate the pure flour from the less pure flour, from the roughage. V'chol elu hapsoiles hanechozen batfuen, from all kinds of other things that are part of the grain. And Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chol elu hapsoiles hanechozen batfuen, all of these non-usable portions of the grain, hakol nimshach mehabegodim hatsoyim shenisachzu ba'macholim, me'eis shenifkemo achilo al yidei achilas eitz hadas. The fact that we find that the grain has in it chaff that has to be separated and removed before we're able to use that grain in making bread. And even once we get to the kernel, there's still a sorting out process that has to take place. It's all based on these soiled garments that have attached themselves to food as a result of the fact that Adam and Eve, Adam and Chava, ate from the Eitz Hadas. They ate improperly from the tree of wisdom that Hashem requested that they stay away from. Nimtza, shekol elu habirurim hem lenakos hatvua me'achizas habegodim atzoyim. So therefore, all of these purifications that are taking place, separating the chaff from the kernel, and then crushing the kernel, making it into flour, and in the flour, sorting out the portion that the usable from the non-usable portion, it's all and thereby purifying it from these soiled garments. V'afal pikein ein ze tachlis habirur. And even after a person has done all of that, they haven't yet completed the purification process. Ki ikar habirur hu b'sha'asu achila, because the main purification takes place at the time that the person is eating the actual bread. Va'oz ikar hayegia lechol b'kedusha ulevorech oleh b'kavono, ad shal yidei zeh oile hatoiv hazach shebahalechem u'mechayes odom, sheyuchal lohoidois olhal Hashem Yisborach ulikol adei zeh be'ein soif b'chayachem Yisborach. That's when it takes the main effort on the part of the person to eat properly, to eat with holiness, and to make the proper blessing on the food before they eat the food with the proper concentration, and thereby get to a level where when the food is ingested into the person, it gets separated properly, whereby the good portion of the food enters into the person and gives that person new energy to enable the person to praise Hashem and thereby rise to a level of merging with Hashem, with the infinite light of Hashem. Va'oz nidche hapsoiles v'nase ki tzoyamamish. Whereas the unusable portion of the food that they've already eaten gets rejected by the body and forms into actual waste matter, which is eliminated from the body. Nimtza shekol elu habirurim shenizbar halechem ad heino me'apsoilis hanechaz boi. So therefore, if we analyze this, we see that all the purifications that have been done on the wheat and on the bread to get it, to make it ready for eating, einom nechshovim klal neged habirur ha'achron shebeshas ochil atzma. They're like a joke compared to the final purification that has to take place at the time that the person is actually eating. She'oz ikur habirur me'abegodim atzoyim mamish. That's when the real purification takes place of removing from that food, from that bread, the part that reflects the soiled garments, the impure portion, for that to be ejected from the body and to only retain the part that's usable, the part that's really good. V'zeh mamish inyan kol ma shoivra al hodom. And this is exactly, this concept is exactly what's going on to a person, because there are people who have already begun the process of purifying themselves spiritually, and the purification that they've begun is comparable to this sorting out, the removing of the chaff from the kernel of the wheat. Okay, they've gotten to that stage already. And even though that's also a major accomplishment, that's something very good, still the person still has to go through more purification. They have to crush the kernel and remove from it the bran, the part that's not so usable, and retain the part, the pure part. Void shar tikunim, and to go through other corrections, ad sheyeh bebechinas lechem umaychal odom b'shleimus, until they arrive at a level which is comparable to where the bread is ready to be eaten by a human being. However, even a person who has even accomplished that already, they're not finished yet. They still have to complete the purification. They have to go further and get to the type of purification that takes place at the time that the person is eating the bread. And a person who isn't willing to continue, and the person doesn't strengthen themselves and encourage themselves to be willing to go through all the effort that it takes when they've already gotten to a certain level of purification to be able to advance further and get to the final purification, azai yecholin lehizgabro lav maniyos umesochem ubilbulim harbe yoyser mibatchila, then it's very possible that the obstacles and the confusion, all the problems that the person used to have in religion, should come upon the person even stronger than they were originally. Machmas she'achshav nisoyrim habegodim atzoyim mamish shetzrichim letchoysem b'shas achila daika shushas gemara bira. Because now the person is experiencing that final battle, the battle that's comparable to the battle that has to take place at the time of eating, when a person is eating bread. That's when the final sorting out takes place between good and bad. V'zeh b'protius u'b'klolius. And this concept applies both to each and every individual Jew on a daily basis in their lives, and it also applies to a person's entire path of coming close to Hashem, where it applies to the entire Jewish people as a whole. Ki al kol ha'odon tzorich laver kol zeh, because every single person has to go through this. Shetzorich lisyageya levarer satzmoi bebirur achar birur, whereby the person has to struggle to purify themselves, one level after another, purification after purification. V'habirur ho'achroin, and the final purification, shehu bechinas achila, which is similar in when we were explaining what goes through with the wheat and bread and eating, the final purification of a person, which is comparable to what has to happen at the time of eating, koshe lefomim ikulam. At times, that's the most difficult purification. That's the hardest struggle. Ki oz tzrichin levarer hatoiv, because that's when the person has to make that final split between good and bad, and to be able to retain the good, and to be able to reject completely the bad, to throw it out of the body as waste matter. And this applies to regarding the entire Jewish people, the entire mankind. She'ikr oitzem hayegiyos she'esh achshov lemi she'roitze lichnois ba'avoydes Hashem, because the fact that we see that today, in this generation, people struggle very, very hard. Those that want to come close to Hashem, those that want to advance spiritually. V'chol oitzem meriras hagolos she'mezgaber achshov be'ikvod ha'mashicha. And the difficulty and the bitterness that we're experiencing now in this final exile, as we get closer to when Moshiach is going to come, Humachmas she'achshav tzrichen levare tachlis habiror b'shleimus. The reason for this is because now we're up to the final purification. Ad she'tihia gula shleimus she'ein achrei agolus. Whereby this time when we get to the redemption, it's going to be a complete redemption, which is not going to be followed by any exile. V'habirur hazeh hu b'chinas habirur she'b'shas achila atzma. Therefore, the purification that we're going through now is similar to that final purification that takes place at the time of eating. She'oz ikar hizgabrus habigodem atzoyim kanal. That's when the Eitzahara, the evil inclination, fights the person hardest. This is why Rav Nosson Zal explains in the Kutei Halachos, at the time of eating is a major time of battle for a person to be able to maintain their dignity and self-control, to be able to eat with dignity, to make the proper bracha before eating and think about the words that you're saying, and to eat in a manner that's measured, carefully eating exactly as much as you need, not one iota more, and selecting out what's proper to eat from what's not right to eat. Al kein tzrichin achshav merirus v'yegiois harbe koydim shezeichon ledovar shebikdusha. And it's for this reason that in today's times, a person experiences tremendous struggle and bitterness before they're able to achieve a level of holiness. Bifrat lezake chulanakis asatzmoy mitayvois v'hirhurim. Especially a person who's trying to purify themselves from all types of bad desires and bad thoughts, shehem b'chinas ki tzoyo mamish, which are similar to the waste matter in a person that the body has to reject. Therefore, a person who wants to accomplish this, wants to purify themselves, has to encourage themselves with every single type of encouragement possible, that when they see themselves experiencing difficulty and obstacles, not to allow it to get them down whatsoever in any way, but rather to reject those discouraging thoughts, those things that get them down, that get them depressed, to reject it completely, by following the advice that the true tzaddikim give us as to how to escape those discouraging feelings. Ki kvar hiktim Hashem Yisborach refu olamaka al yidei hasforim v'eitzos hakdoshe shenizgalu b'doraseinu eile, because Hashem has already provided the cure before the illness through the books and the advice, the holy advice that's been revealed in our generations by the true tzaddikim. Which gives us the ability to feel, to be encouraged and to sustain ourselves even nowadays, and to remain firm and steadfast in our efforts to come close to Hashem, and to keep trying to get close to Hashem, until we succeed in completely purifying ourselves from these soiled garments, which, as we mentioned earlier, symbolizes the sins of a person, which place stains upon a person's soul, and it's as if the person is wearing filthy garments. Ki hatara mikol zeh hu rak al yedei hatoira. Because for a person to purify themselves properly from these soiled garments, from the stains that have affected the soul by the person's sins, the only way to achieve that purification is through the study of Torah and through the fulfillment of its mitzvahs. Kemaimar Rabbi Sein Zachron Avrocha, as our rabbis have taught us, there's a pasuk in the Torah where it says, Kenecholim nitoyu, that the Torah is compared to necholim, a stream. And the rabbis tell us, Ma gecholim mal in esodam itumah letahara, just as a stream is something that if a person who's dirty, filthy, enters inside of it and washes themselves, it elevates them from impurity to purity. Af divrei Torah kein. The Torah is also like a stream that has the ability that a person who immerses themselves in the study of Torah, the Torah will purify the person and wash away any stains that are on the person's neshama, on the person's soul, as a result of sins they've committed, and those stains will be eliminated, whitewashed completely. We'll pause here for a moment. If there are any questions or comments, you can submit them textually. In terms of a school of psychology associated with these writings, those that lecture based on Rabbi Nachman's teachings, that's the school. And there are classes in the teachings of Rabbi Nachman being given today all over Israel and also in different places in the United States. There is a website, www.breslov.com, which is an umbrella website which has in it many of the Breslov websites and locations throughout the world where a person could get hold of these writings and also where lectures are being given. Correct, it's very therapeutic. A person who studies the Torah and especially the teachings of Rabbi Nachman could avoid having to come on to psychologists and psychiatrists, and they could get the benefits in a much better, purer way. Okay, I guess we'll continue. Rabbi Nachman emphasizes that there is just about no such thing as a sin that cannot be cleansed. The only sin that a person can't correct is if a person, chas v'shalom, would commit suicide. Because once a person is not physically living, then they can't do tshuva. From there, they can't repent. But so long as a person is physically alive, everything can be corrected. For sure, it is important and beneficial for a person to have a contact person, a guide. We'll open the mics in a few minutes, I hope. I'd just like to cover a little bit of more ground, and then we'll open the mics. The next paragraph, paragraph 20, is still based on the same chapter in Likutei Halachos, still Hilchos Betzias HaPas, the laws of breaking bread, but it's based on paragraph 38 in that chapter. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Rabim nichshelu v'noflu kishehigiyu somuch legmar shleimusam. There are many people who just when they were getting to their completion spiritually, to completing their purification, just then they ended up stumbling and falling. Kiyesh shekvar hoyu etzel Pesach Hagdusha, because there are people who have just about arrived at the entranceway to pure holiness, ובקל היו יכולים כבר להיכנס אל הקדושה בשלמוס. And it was with ease, they could have just stepped foot inside into holiness and gotten to a real level of shlemus, of completion. Ach chazru misham, and yet they ended up falling, retreating, stumbling. Machmas she'oz hispashtu aleim hamanias vabilbulim kol kach, because of the fact that they were attacked by obstacles and by confusion. Ad shenid melahem sheyef shalamoid kenegdom, to the point where they got frustrated, and it seemed to them as if they can't hold on, they can't withstand the obstacles. V'chol ze machmasanal, and all of this is based on what we explained earlier, because they hadn't succeeded yet completely in removing the soiled garments, and therefore, even no matter how far the person advances, the Yetzer still keeps coming at them. Ve'ikar hatikun v'ho'etzel hazeh hu esek ha-Torah. And therefore, the most important advice, the most important solution to this problem is the study of Torah. Ve'tzorech odom li'ois chozok mo'id bozeh. And a person has to be very, very solid, very strong in this. Livli lehisrashel midivrei Torah chas v'shalom b'chol ha-shi'avrolov. To be relentless, never to give up the study of Torah and the connection to the Torah, no matter what they're going through. Voz b'chol ma-shoivrolov yuchal ezgaber al yidei ha-Torah. And if the person holds on to the Torah, no matter what they're going through, they'll be able to overcome. Ki kol hatikunim v'beirurim d'kdusha me'aschol al adasoif, hakol rak al yidei ha-Torah. Because all the purifications that need to take place, and all the corrections that a person needs to do, a person who has fallen spiritually, a person who has committed sin, from beginning to end, are all dependent on and can only be accomplished through the Torah, by studying the Torah and fulfilling its words. So therefore, a person who wants to do tshuva, a person who wants to repent, a person who wants to come close to Hashem, a person who wants to correct their past, needs to know that one of the most important processes in this, one of the most important pieces of the puzzle, is a firm commitment to the study of Torah. The next paragraph, 21. In this section of Meshivas Nefesh, of outpouring of the soul, is based on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Hilchos Birchas Hamozon, Halacha Dalet, Ois Yud Beis. It's based on the laws of the blessings that are said after eating, chapter 4, paragraph 12. Rav Nosson Zal tells us, Yefsher Liois Ish Yisraeli Bemes. It's impossible for a Jew to really succeed spiritually and to serve Hashem properly unless the person has some brazenness and stubbornness. The person has to be very, very stubborn and relentless. Ki harbe harpatkois valiois viridois srichen lavor al kol echod vechod b'li shiur. Because every single person who wants to come close to Hashem has to go through a tremendous amount of ups and downs and difficulties. V'im lo yeh action godol livli lo niach al yedei zeh ma'at avidosei sheishchil. And if the person will not be stubborn and tough to hold on to the little bit of religion that they've achieved already, that they've accomplished, when they're going through this turbulence, azai yef shaloi shishor al emdoi, then the person will not be able to hold on when they're going through this turbulence. Bifrat kisheroi tzelasa is dover godol, especially if the person is trying to accomplish a major success spiritually, for example, a person who's trying to get to Eretz Yisrael, a person who has never been to the land of Israel and wants to go there. Sheze Iker Kedushas Isha Yisraeli, whereby this is one of the most important items in the spiritual advancement of a Jew. Vehu Iker Nitzochin Hamilchama Kimavur Bamakamacher. And this is considered to be one of the most important successes in spiritual battle for a Jew, to be zecher to get Eretz Yisrael. Bevadai yefsher lenatzeach milchama zois kim al yidei akshonus godel moed. In order for the person to succeed in getting there, it requires tremendous perseverance and stubbornness to stand up to the obstacles. Vze ikara hahisparus shashem yisborach mispor b'Yisrael. And this is one of the most important elements of the pride that Hashem takes in the Jewish people, what Hashem loves about the Jews. It's this stubbornness and firm commitment and this brazenness on the part of a Jew, whereby the Jew gets knocked down repeatedly again and again, and he keeps coming back. He's relentless, stubborn. He doesn't allow himself to be rejected or to feel rejected. And the fact that the Jews were privileged to receive the Torah on Mount Sinai, And the fact that the Jews are privileged to have the connection to the Torah, which is our greatest pride, is only based on this element of our character. Kemaim Rabbi Senzor HaNevrach, as our rabbis tell us, Mipnei ma nitna Torah liYisrael, why was the Torah given to the Jewish people specifically? Mipnei shehein azin, because the Jews are tough, they're stubborn, they don't give up, they don't quit. And the success of a Jew in religion, spiritually, from beginning to end, from the lowest level to the highest level, is dependent on this stiff-neckedness, this stubbornness, this relentless, this refusal to allow ourselves to be rejected, to get down, to keep coming back, and to remain loyal and firm and committed to our connection to Hashem. Maybe we'll pause here and open the mics if there are any questions or comments, preferably related to what we've spoken about. Stiff-necked is not exactly the same term, but the implication is a certain degree of stubbornness and not willing to take no for an answer. The term stiff-necked, or the term azus that Rav Nosson Zal uses here, is used throughout the Torah both ways. The term azus, there's a place in the Gemara where it says az ponim legehenim, that a Jew who has brazenness will go to Gehenim. And yet the Gemara, the same Gemara, says that the Torah was given to us only because we have this brazenness. So there is definitely a fine line between a stubbornness that's considered to be good and constructive and positive, which a person can succeed without, and a person crossing a line of a stubbornness that's the opposite, that's unhealthy. The way that a person joins Breslov is by studying Rabbi Nachman's teachings and fulfilling his advice. Regarding desire, that's something that Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson, his student, discuss many, many times, that's the greatest, the highest level in religion is called desire. When a person has the right desire and inspiration and feeling of wanting to come close to Hashem, that's the greatest thing, and that's something that a person has to really pray for very hard, that Hashem should give me the right desire. I should want what's really good for me and for my family and for mankind. In one of the prayers that we recite in the morning in Uvolat Zion, we say, Hu yiftach libeinu b'toroso, may Hashem open our hearts to His Torah, v'yosim b'libeinu ahavoso v'yiroso, and inject into our hearts a love for Hashem and a respect for Hashem, v'lasos ritzono, and the desire to fulfill Hashem's ritzon, what Hashem wants us to do. Best wishes for a good week and a good chodesh, that this month of Adar Sheni, this second Adar, the final month of the year before going into Nisan, should be a month of happiness for all of us. We know that the Gemara tells us that the Jews were redeemed, taken out of Egypt in the month of Nisan, and we believe that the final redemption is also scheduled to take place in the month of Nisan. That doesn't mean that it can't happen earlier, but that's the scheduled time. I hope that all of us use this month preceding it to prepare ourselves, to make ourselves personally and the entire Jewish people ready and available for the final redemption and the rebuilding of the third and final Beis HaMikdash, Holy Temple, now in our time. All the best.